Hi everyone. Today we're continuing through the book of 1 John, and we'll be looking at 1 John chapter 3, verses 7 through 10. Little children, let no one deceive you. Whoever practices righteousness is righteous, as he is righteous. Whoever makes a practice of sinning is of the devil, for the devil has been sinning from the beginning. The reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the works of the devil. No one born of God makes a practice of sinning, for God's seed abides in him, and he cannot keep on sinning, because he has been born of God. By this it is evident who are the children of God, and who are the children of the devil. Whoever does not practice righteousness is not of God, nor is the one who does not love his brother. So much of the first half of John 3 here is about sin, or on the other side of that, the importance of purity and holiness. And in verse 5, which we covered last week, it says that Jesus appeared. He appeared in order to take away sin. And so as a result, throughout this book, John keeps on telling us we cannot keep on sinning, or we cannot keep on making a practice of sin in our lives. We can't keep on practicing sin in our lives. And so in this passage, John says, little children, he kind of just starts it off here. Now he's in the middle of this discourse, right? We're kind of coming in the middle of this. And then it's kind of like this pause. He just feels like he needs to emphasize, hey, little children. He wants to emphasize something here. And it's kind of like a, hey, pay attention here. And he calls them little children. Now this isn't meant to be condescending or even necessarily like a top-down kind of thing, though John was likely older than most of the people he's writing to. But here it is. It's a reminder. Hey, you're little and precious children of God. This is a term of affection that he's giving here. It's like, hey, little children. And what he follows that up with is, he says, is let no one deceive you. Right? Let no one deceive you, little children. And he has to say this because there are people or there are forces out there trying to deceive them. In this area of talking about sin or not sinning or following Jesus, be careful. Don't be deceived. Don't give in to the lies. And one of the big lies that we touch upon in 1 John is that we think that this lie is that you can keep on willfully sinning and still follow Jesus. And John is saying here really clearly, hey, you can't do that. You can't keep on sinning and be of the light, be following Jesus. And here he says it very bluntly. He says, whoever makes a practice of sinning, now note that's willful kind of sin, that's like intentionally kind of trying to sin. Whoever makes a practice of sinning is of the devil. Last week we covered a passage where John talks about antichrists, right? People who sin, who willfully sin are antichrists. And now this is just even worse, maybe. You're of the devil if you keep on making a practice of sin in your life. And here, what John is describing here, he gives us only two paths, right? There are only two ways that our lives can go. You're either of the devil or you're a child of God, born of God, right? That's it. There's no middle ground. You're of the devil or you're born of God. And the way that John tells us then, he's made this clear throughout this book, but the way what John tells us again here is that we can discern this, right? We can discern, like, whoever practices righteousness is of God, right? Whoever lives with righteousness is of God. And whoever does not practice righteousness is of the devil. And that's it. In verse 10, he says, this is evident. This is clear. Right? By this, it is evident who are the children of God and who are the children of the devil. That is it. That's the discernment. But here, John closes out this thought here, and we'll touch on this more tomorrow, of course, is that the way you know someone is not practicing righteousness or is of the devil, that's the one who does not love his brother. That's how you know. It's not about like doctrinal statements or beliefs. It's how you live. And if you love your brother or your sister or your neighbor, it means you're of God. But on the other hand, if you do not, then it means you're of the devil. Now, how then do we process this passage for ourselves? Right? There's a lot again. This is really blunt, right? And I think it's important to remember here, the lesson here is not to be a better Christian and then God will love you. We can understand how we get to that application, but it's wrong. And I think it's important for us to recognize that that is wrong. John isn't telling people be better so that you're accepted and loved as children of God. He is telling his audience, be better because you are already children of God. Live righteously because you already are righteous, because Jesus has done something in your life. What he's pointing us to is that, you know, if we follow Jesus, Jesus came to conquer sin and death. And he says in verse 8, he came to destroy the works of the devil. And he came to destroy the works of the devil, even in our own lives. And so what we need to do is remember we are little children, that we are children of God, that we are loved by God. Trust in Jesus. Trust in the work that he came to do to destroy the work of the devil and live it out then. Let our works, let the way we live not earn our way, but let the way we live reflect who we are as God's children. That's a challenge still. It doesn't mean it's not going to be hard, but we can keep on. We can do this because we know Jesus has done it already. Let's depend upon his work and let's live and love our brothers, our sisters, and our neighbors. Let me pray for us. God, we thank you for this love that you've shown us. And Lord, these are some really blunt words that we read here in 1 John. And it's a reminder that there's only these two ways to live. And Lord, our desire is to live with you, is to follow your way because we know it's better. Now, Lord, we're going to struggle. We do struggle to love our brothers. We struggle to practice righteousness. But Jesus, we know that because of what you have done, we have the power to do so. Help us, God, to follow you. Use us as a body to love and to bless one another. We thank you, Jesus. In your name we pray. Amen.